Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 Central Time.
And it
is time to check in with Kit Auble. She's the Director of Fun Development and Marketing for Lutheran Elementary School Association. Good morning, Kit.
Good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me.
It's so good to have you on the phone this morning. Tell us about Lutheran Elementary School Association, or LESA, as some of us know it.
Well, we are an association with 34 member schools. That is 30 elementary schools and 4 high schools in the metropolitan St. Louis area. We serve 8,200 students, and we're embarking on National Lutheran Schools Week.
Very good, and excited about Lutheran Schools Week coming up here next week, right?
Correct. It starts Sunday, January 25th.
Very good. And here on Faith and Family, our 10 o'clock program, we'll be hearing from a lot of Lutheran schools. So it's exciting to get to be a part of Lutheran Schools Week. Well, Lutheran Elementary School Association has been around for a little while here in the St. Louis area. And as you mentioned, represents a number of schools in the St. Louis area. And if folks are looking to find out more about Lutheran schools in the area, you have an event coming up to help with that.
Well, we will be celebrating National Lutheran Schools Week starting Sunday, January 25th with an open house. And the theme this year for National Lutheran Schools Week is Mercy Forever, which is, I think, really important because even though it's a fun week for our students, it's very meaningful in terms of celebrating the things that make Lutheran schools special, which is our deep commitment to educating and preparing children to become competent, caring Christian citizens who can go forth and make a positive difference in the lives of others. So we'll celebrate that with an open house among most of our 34 member schools. And those hours are from 1 to 3, Sunday the 25th. And we invite families to come in, visit the school, see the community that makes up the school, learn about our outstanding academics, meet our outstanding faculty, and just learn what makes our school special and so successful.
Just to give us a little glimpse, what are some of the things that make Lutheran schools different, that stand apart from other schools here, especially here in the St. Louis area?
Well, we have 3 of our member schools who are National Blue Ribbon schools, which is a very difficult thing for a private school to achieve. We have 2 of those schools, 2 additional schools who are National Exemplary schools, another difficult thing to achieve. Statistics show that our students test far above the national average in terms of standardized testing, so we have affordable academic excellence. And tuition, we offer tuition assistance to keep it affordable. LESA in particular provides need-based scholarship assistance to students who need financial help and their families. Our curriculum, we develop and update our own curriculum on a rotating basis, so we're not constantly hopping on the latest educational fad or trend. And this allows us to offer innovative classes and programs that you wouldn't find in a public school. Small class sizes, and studies indicate that children learn more and achieve more when they work in smaller classes, and that's what you'll get in a Lutheran school. And, of course, excellent teachers, special education services. And we're Christ-centered. Faith is at the center of everything we do. And we have caring, supporting staff.
And with Christ being at the center of the education, Christ-centered education, that I think is probably the key thing that sets the Lutheran schools apart from many other schools in the St. Louis area. To hear that, academically, Lutheran schools are actually doing better than other schools, that students, when it comes to testing, are actually testing better than students in other schools.
Correct. They score above the state and national averages on standardized tests, and studies show they're better prepared for college and higher learning.
Now, I know it's Lutheran Elementary School Association, but there are some other schools as part of the association as well, some high schools and early childhood centers as well, correct?
Correct. We have early childhood centers as part of our membership, and you're invited to visit our website, which is lesastl.org, to see our full list of membership, including early childhood centers. And our 4 high schools, again, are Lutheran South, Lutheran North, Metro East, and Edwardsville, Illinois, and St. Charles High School. And I would note that we have 7 member schools in Southern Illinois.
So there are schools on both sides of the river and really all over the St. Louis area. So if you're looking for a Lutheran school in the St. Louis area, this open house is a great opportunity to find out about those Lutheran schools and what they have to offer and if there's one in your community.
Correct. And we welcome anyone. So if you have any questions, you can visit our website to see which schools are participating in these open houses. Some have other dates scheduled as well. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage anyone who's interested in visiting a Lutheran school to visit our website and give us a call.
Now, earlier you mentioned it being affordable education. When we think of Lutheran schools, quite often we think private education, oh, that's going to be expensive. There's no way we could ever afford that. We have 4 kids or, you know, something along those lines. That just seems unrealistic or unattainable for some families. What would you say in response to that?
I would say if you compare our tuition rates to other private schools, you'll see that we are very affordable. And I would say to anyone who thought they couldn't afford private education to give it a look, that there are people who are there to help. And that is sort of what LISA does. I mean, we raise funds to help offset tuition costs for families in need, among other things. So don't rule it out. I really encourage someone to look because it's an excellent academic experience for your child and your family.
Now, some might think also with it being with Lutheran schools having smaller class sizes, things like that, in comparison to other schools, might not necessarily have the technology or some of the most up-to-date educational equipment. How do Lutheran schools compare to other schools when it comes to that sort of stuff?
Well, I think that we work on a curriculum on an ongoing basis so that we keep our technology and other curriculum up to date and in par with other schools and other requirements. So I think each school works very diligently to offer the best and most current knowledge and curriculum.
And earlier you mentioned some schools that were recognized, the Blue Ribbon Schools and a National Lutheran Exemplary School. Tell us about those schools. What does it take to receive that recognition?
It's a pretty rigorous requirement. It takes, you know, over a year, and it takes annual review, and it takes an ongoing commitment to a series of accreditation requirements and excellence in lots of different areas. So it's quite rigorous, and to have 3 in our community speaks volumes because there just aren't that many issued every year, or there aren't that many who receive this accreditation. It's quite an accomplishment.
Speaking of accreditation, that may be a question that comes up for some parents. Tell us about accreditation when it comes to Lutheran schools. Do Lutheran schools, do many of them participate in an accreditation process?
Correct. All of our member schools are accredited by the National Lutheran School Accreditation. So they are accredited on a national level, and that is one of the requirements for membership within LISA. So we're proud to say that our 34 member schools are all accredited through NLSA.
Very good. Well, let's go over those details for the where we can find out more about the open house and Lutheran Schools Week again. The website where we can find more information?
Andy, the website is lesastl.org. That stands for Lutheran Elementary School Association, STL for St. Louis. So lesastl.org. And you can always give us a phone call at LISA at 314-268-1525.
Very good. And so by calling that number or visiting the website, you can find a Lutheran school in your area, one that may be having an open house coming up January 25th. Again, the number 314-268-1525 or the website www.lesastl.org. stl.org to find a school in your area, and so you can make a visit to the open house, whether it's coming up this Sunday, January 25th, or at another time during the year. I encourage you to do it. Check it out. There are a lot of great Lutheran schools here in the St. Louis, a lot of great Lutheran schools around the country, and many of them will be participating in Lutheran Schools Week this week. But certainly, if you're here in the St. Louis area, you can check out one of these schools.
Correct. And if you would like to learn more about Lutheran education in our community, I encourage you to give us a call or visit our website. There's tons of information that we'd like to share and ways to help.
Well, Kit, thank you so much for being my guest this morning. It's been a pleasure to talk with you, hear about what's going on. Any other events coming up with Lisa? Any other news you want to share with us as we wrap up our conversation this morning?
Well, I would say save the date. April 18th is our 11th annual Night for Kids tribute dinner auction, and we will be honoring Dr. Eugene Lehr. And it's a great way to celebrate with your friends and support Lutheran education.
And I bet we can find more about that on the website as well, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, very good. Well, thanks so much for being our guest today, Kit. It has been a pleasure to talk with you. Kit Auble, Director of Fund Development and Marketing for Lutheran Elementary School Association. Thanks for being our guest on His Time this morning.
Thank you, Andy, and blessings.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to check in with the Reverend Alan Erdman, President and CEO of Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. Hope you can stick around for that conversation, listeners, right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.